This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
During the time of Rome, everyone thought the empire was invincible, that Rome could never fall. It was too big to fail. However, history proved that notion to be wrong. Rome did collapse and was conquered by the barbarians in the 5th century. Today, much like Rome, the United States is considered too big to fall. The reason for this? Because presently the global dependence on American economics and the market it provides for goods and services, along with a world currency and military might that presents a balance of power, all this goes to feed this idea the United States is impregnable. But is this true? Could America fall? Over the course of the last 15 years, the United States has taken some major hits, proving it is more vulnerable than some have thought. This has resulted in some encroachments of American freedoms that were so open and easy to entreat, but not anymore. Things are different. Precautions are being taken to protect what liberties and freedoms remain, and many citizens of the United States are not happy about these restrictions and limitations. So stay with us as we explore on today's program what the Bible says about whether or not America will fall.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our family. To help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Mike James.
Hi, welcome to another edition of the Armor of God. As you can see, there are troubles in the United States. And I want to ask you a question. Are we trending for a fall? I believe that we are, and I want to tell you why. I believe that way because of what the Bible teaches. And let me show you what I mean. I'm going to turn to the book of Deuteronomy, and specifically verse 15 of Deuteronomy chapter 30. Now listen to what it says here. See, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil. In that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce you this day, that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Now this was an admonition of God to ancient Israel. And you might wonder, why am I bringing that up in a discussion of what's happening with the United States? Well, the reason I bring that up is when we go to the New Testament, and let me get you into Galatians chapter 3 and verse 29. Notice what it says here about believers in Christ. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We are spiritual Israel. That's what your Bible says, if we come to believe in Christ. Now, that is an interesting statement. If we are spiritual Israel and we are Abraham's seed and God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, then that admonition He gave to ancient Israel will fall upon the United States because we are the most populous Christian nation in the world. You can look it up. Do the research. There are more Christians in the United States than any other country in the world. And more importantly, there are more missionaries preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ from the United States to the world than any other country in the world. We, with our lips, have taken on the mantle of Christianity. You cannot deny that fact. And if we have taken on that mantle of Christ, we need to be obeying Christ and His way, or we are trending for a fall. Now, you might say, well, the United States is made up of many Gentiles. Well, notice this in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 6. Notice what it says there. Gentiles are part of Christ. In Ephesians 3 and 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. It doesn't matter who's in this country, whether they're Gentiles or Jews. We claim to be a Christian nation. We have taken that mantle upon us. We had foundations in the Judeo-Christian ethic when this country got started, and we are trending away from God rather than towards God. And what happened to ancient Israel in the 700s BC? What happened to ancient Judah in the 500s BC? Will befall the United States if we don't repent and come back to the God of this Bible. Now, I want to offer you some free literature on today's program that addresses this subject matter. I want you to receive the literature, America's Greatest Sin, Idolatry. Read about how America has fallen into idolatry through this bit of literature. We also want you to get a full-length sermon tape titled Trending Towards the Kingdom, where I will discuss trends that are occurring in the United States right now that lead me to believe we are moving further and further away from God rather than closer to God. To get both of these items free of charge, all you need to do is call us toll-free at 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or you can order by visiting our website. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. We'd also like you to go to the website to learn more about our weekly sermon broadcast each Sabbath, each Saturday. Go to www.cgi.org. Welcome back again. Thanks for joining us on today's program. We're looking at the state of the United States today. Are we trending towards God or away from God? And again, I believe we're trending away from God, and I want to talk about some of those trends today, because if we are trending away from God, and if we claim to be followers of the God of the Bible, the YHVH, Yahweh, this God says, and He's told His people within His Word, that if you do not follow Me, if you do not follow My commandments, My statutes, My laws, then I will cause destruction to come upon you. But if we do repent, if we come back to Him, there is hope. He will make everything well within our country, and we will not have the animosity, the hatred that we see on our TV every evening on the evening news. Now, let me talk about some of these trends that are happening in the United States today. And I want to do that by using my Bible. So the first trend I want to talk about is homosexuality. Now, I believe and respect all people, and I think we should treat everyone the same. But we also need to understand what sin is and take God's word above anything else. What is happening in this country today is we are normalizing homosexual behavior, as well as normalizing other things that go against the laws of God. In Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 22, we have an admonition here from God. It states in Leviticus 18:22, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination." And you will find similar verses in the New Testament. The Bible is clear that homosexuality is a sin. Now, the reason I have concerns about that is in 2015, the United States legalized homosexual marriage. Not just in this state, not just in that state. It is legal throughout the land. Are we moving closer to God or further away from God? When you look at some new polling on this subject of homosexual marriage, you will find that 5 years ago, about 50% of the United States was believing that homosexual marriage was okay. But just within the last year, a new poll was conducted that shows that that has gone up to 60%. 60% of the citizens of the United States, at least with one poll, say that homosexual marriage is okay with them. Are we getting closer to God or further away from God? Another issue that I see in the United States today is transgenderism. And we can read about that in the law of God once again in Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 5. Here's what it has to say on this subject. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. Now once again, what's happening in the United States today? Well, we see North Carolina coming up with a law where they're requiring if you were born male, you need to go into the men's room, and if you're born female, you need to go into the woman's room. And what happened when that law was established in North Carolina? Big business began to boycott North Carolina. The National Basketball Association said they were not going to bring their All-Star game to Charlotte, North Carolina. Musicians boycotted performing in North Carolina. The culture is pushing a certain agenda that goes against God's laws and God's statutes. And God tells us, if you claim to be a follower of me, as we are in this country, 70% of this country claims to still be Christian. There are more Christians or people who claim to be Christian in the United States than any other country in the world. If that is the case, we need to get back to this book and understand what God is saying about what He wants us to do in our physical existence on this earth. Now, when we look at polls around transgenderism, what we find that is that in the United States, 60% of citizens, according to one poll, say that transgenderism is okay. If you feel like you should be a woman and you're a man, 60% say that's okay. The Bible says different. And we're trending for a fall if we continue in this type of environment. Now, another thing I want to mention about transgenderism is just the popular culture around this issue. Many of you are familiar with Bruce Jenner, who won a gold medal in the decathlon in 1976. Bruce Jenner now has a program on TV called Caitlyn, because Bruce Jenner has decided he wants to be a woman. Once again, in this program, they are pushing transgender issues. They are pushing it into the culture. And 30, 40 years ago, we would never see anything like that on TV. These are different times. We're moving away from God rather than back towards God. Now, I'm not just going to deal with transgender issues or homosexual issues. There are heterosexual issues in this country also, and we can read about that in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 14 of your Bible, where it tells us, do not commit adultery. And what's happening in the United States today? Well, there was a website about a year ago which some people hacked into and took all of the subscriber information of the 33 million people who were subscribed to this website and put it out on the internet for public viewing. This website was called Ashley Madison, and it was a Canadian website, but millions of people in the United States were on it. And what was this website all about? It was an adultery website where you would go to this website in order to commit adultery with other like-minded adults. Once again, when we look at data about adultery in the United States, what we are finding, according to statistics, is some say between 30 and 60% of married couples in the United States have had an adulterous situation within their marriage. Now, why is it that great disparity between 30 and 60%? Because many of these people don't want to admit to that adulterous relationship. But the Bible not only tells us not to physically commit the act of adultery. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus tells us that if we think about it, that we have committed adultery when we have lust in our heart for another person, whether it be male or female, other than our spouse, we are committing adultery. And that brings me to an interesting statistic that I found in some polling data. They were polling people in the United States who were married, and they asked them, if you would not be found out, would you commit adultery? 74% of men said they would if they would not be found out by their wife, and 68% of the women said they would commit adultery if they would not be found out by their husband. What's happening in our country? Are we moving closer to God, or are we moving farther away from the character and the mindset that God wants us to have as followers of Him? Another issue in the United States today is abortion. And again, it is a very controversial issue. And I know that there are 14-year-old girls, 16-year-old girls, 18-year-old girls who are ignorant of the enormity of what abortion is. And I feel sorry for those people. But I have to tell you the truth about what God says about abortion. And I want to turn over to the book of Jeremiah to do that. And I want to show you a few relevant scriptures in the book of Jeremiah that relate to the topic of abortion. Now, in 1973, the United States made it lawful for abortions to take place in this country. And since 1973, about 54 million babies, yes, I'll call them babies, some will call them fetuses, have been aborted in this country. Think of the enormity of that. 54 million abortions in the United States since 1973. Again, 1973. When was the gay marriage law enacted? 2015. You'll notice that many of the legislative actions that have been taken have been in our recent history. Are we trending towards God or away from God? Getting back to Jeremiah, I'm going to pick it up there in Jeremiah 32, and I'll begin in verse 30. It says, "For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hand, saith the Lord." And then he continues to mention some of the problems that were occurring within the nations of Israel and Judah here. And I'm going to drop down to verse 34 of Jeremiah 32. And listen to what it says. "But they set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal." And that was a false god that they began to worship, along with the worship of the true God. And we see trends like that in the United States today, where we're told that every religion is okay, that we should allow everyone to have various beliefs. And of course, that's the law of the land. I totally understand that. But what does the Bible say? "And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not. Neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin." What were they doing? They were sacrificing their children to the false god Molech. And God said that was an abomination to him. Now you might say, well, we aren't doing that in the United States today. Are you sure about that? Notice what it says in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. Jeremiah 1 and verse 5. Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. What's this saying about God's relationship with Jeremiah? He knew who he was before he was born. He knew him in the belly of his mother. That's a human being that's growing in the belly of a mother. That is a human being. But here's the bigger truth that many people don't realize. And maybe if they did realize it, they would understand how abortion is such an abomination. It is such an abomination, not only because we're killing children, but it is abomination because of who these children are and have the potential to be. God says back in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27, I've made man in my likeness, in my image. When we destroy children, when we abort children, we are destroying individuals who have the potential to be born into the God family. This is why it is such an abomination to God. God decides who lives and dies. We can't take that upon ourselves. That's why it's such a great an abomination to God. And let me show you further evidence of this in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. Notice what it says. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We're called sons of God. A baby in the belly of his mother is a son or daughter of God. You cannot deny that fact if you believe this Bible. If you claim to be Christian, this is what you have to base your Christianity on. You can't make it up. You can't decide what Christianity is. This book tells you what Christianity is. But today, what's going on in the United States is everyone is deciding for themselves. They're going to pick and choose what they want to believe about Christianity. And some of them are saying that, hey, Islam is as good as Christianity. Hinduism is as good as Christianity. That all of these religions can take you to God. But ladies and gentlemen, that is not what the Bible is saying. The Bible is saying there's only one way to salvation, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible makes it very clear as to who and what God is and who and what you need to do to be a follower of that God. And the Bible is also very clear that we are going to fall if we do not continue to follow that God. Are we trending towards that God? Or are we trending away from that God? Just to reiterate what we were saying about the fetus, about the baby growing in its mother's womb, I'm going to turn over to Philippians chapter 3 and verse 21. Again, notice the great human potential here. Who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself? You get the enormity of what that scripture is saying? That we as Christians can have our vile body changed into a spiritual transformed body that will be like Christ's glorious body. It characterizes our transformed body as glorious. The Bible describes God as glorious. And we can partake of that divine nature according to your Bibles. This is an unbelievable truth that is right there in the pages of our Bible if we would only believe it. Notice what is said in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10 on this same subject, on the great human potential. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Once again, you cannot deny this. The Bible says that mankind can partake in God's glory. We can be higher than angels. We can judge angels. But what are we doing in the United States? We are killing this potential. We are destroying babies in their mother's wombs. And that is something that is anathema to the God of this Bible. We claim to be Christian, but we are moving farther and farther away from the Christian God. And what does the Bible say about that? It says that a reckoning is coming. Now, ancient Israel was able to prosper and to continue for many years before God brought the hammer down upon them through the Assyrian kingdom. Judah was able to prosper and go on for many years before God brought the hammer down upon them through the Babylonian kingdom. And ladies and gentlemen, the warning is right there in the pages of your Bible. We claim to be spiritual Israel. We are the most Christian nation in the world. And whatever befell ancient Israel will befall spiritual Israel if they don't repent, get on their knees, and come back to their God. The warning is there. We need to wake up. We need to heed it. We need to read it. There is still time to repent. There is still hope. We can change our direction. We can turn it around. But if we don't, I guarantee you that God will bring His hammer down upon this nation in the future. I want you to get that literature that we talked about at the top of today's program. Get America's Greatest Sin, Idolatry. Get that CD, Trending Toward the Kingdom. To get both of those items free of charge, all you need to do is call us 1-888-578-8791 or visit our website www.cgi.org. Thanks again for joining us on another edition of The Armor of God. Please join us again and put on the whole armor of God.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by The Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.